Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Cold Hard Truth Podcast. I'm Anish Gupta.
I'm Jack Smith.
I'm Shrikar Rajendran.
And this is the final episode of our record predictions. We are going to be doing my favorite division, the AFC North. And again, we do it via playoffpredictors.com, so be sure to fill out your own bracket. Compare it to ours, see how you did. And again, thank you guys so much for 200 subs. Road to 300 is on the way. More giveaways, more shout-outs, everything. Stay tuned for that. In-season content is literally a couple days away, and I'm so excited. And I'm sure Jack and Shrieker can attest to that. 6 months, man. It's been too long, and, I mean, literally the last time we had it, COVID wasn't even a thing. So, I mean, I miss it. Obviously, I think everyone does. So, excited for football back. But let's get right into it. Starting with the team that I'm really not a fan of, the Baltimore Ravens. I think I'll kind of start us off on this one. Look, the team got better, I think, but the problem is, for me, with the Ravens is, I'm not going to go too much into the games, it's just, they're now the hunted, they're not the hunters anymore, they're not the underdog that everyone was picking over teams like Seattle, the Niners, the Patriots, the Chiefs, right, all these teams that they played and all these teams that they really beat. I mean, they bashed the Texans, they were going crazy last year. I mean, I think it was I wouldn't say it was a fluke, because I think this team is really, really good on both sides of the ball. I think Earl Thomas it's a little bit of a loss, but not as much. I think Chuck Clark can fill it in to a certain extent. But yeah, I'm going to say right away, I think they go 12-4, which is still really good. But my problem is, yes, they have the easiest schedule in the league. They also have the easiest travel schedule. The problem is they have 5 primetime games, and I think they do get exposed on some of them. And I think they do blow some games where people think, what, like, you know, the Ravens should have won this game. Like, I even think the Titans would beat them. In an upset. I think the Eagles beat them. That's another upset that I see. I think I also have them losing to the Chiefs. And then there's another team. I think the Browns will beat them at home. That's the only divisional loss I see from this Ravens team. I think they're going to beat the Steelers twice. But yeah, 5-1 in the division, 12-4. I think this team obviously gets back to the playoffs, top 2 seed.
I have them at the same record, 12-4. And just like Anish, I had the Eagles beating the Ravens. I had the Browns splitting just like last year. But there's really not much to say. This team got better defensively and offensively. Let's see if Lamar Jackson can take that next step. They are the two.
Do you think he'll regress? Any chance from either one of you? Do you think he'll regress a little bit?
I don't see any regression coming.
I don't see it either.
But
I don't think he'll replicate this year. But of course, he'll still have a solid season.
Mm-hmm. I think they're the 2 seed in the AFC. The Chiefs are the 1 seed. But 12-4. That's my prediction.
Yeah, I think that, you know, maybe we see. We see teams try and take him away, but you see that when that happens, they just pound the ball with Mark Ingram and now J.K. Dobbins. JK. So it's like, mm-hmm. You got to pick one. And if you pick one, the other one's going to go off against you. So maybe you see teams try and key on him even more than they did last year, but that just opens up the offense even more. So I think they've got, you know, one of the best schemes in football.
Oh, yeah.
And
triple option with those three.
It's it works so well. And I think you see that continue this year. I've got them going 13-3. That's 1 win more than you guys, which is funny because I have them losing 2 games in the division. I believe they split with Cleveland and Pittsburgh. But then I've got them. I don't remember the third game I had them losing. I know it's not the Chiefs. I've got them winning.
Yeah,
big matchup.
I think the Chiefs beat.
I'm really excited for that game. I think Baltimore.
You're too high on the Ravens, man. Again,
I've got them going 1 more win than you do. So
no. Just overall, like over the Chiefs, I just don't. Again, I can't put him there. And I mean, I'm really mad that they took JK from me. As much as I love him from OSU, come on. And then Patrick Queen too.
Yeah.
Steal. I mean, come on, dude.
Yeah, they draft well every year. So
yeah,
I think Baltimore, they're gonna prove it again this year. Lamar Jackson is gonna be a top 3 quarterback in the league, easy. Yeah. And this offensive scheme will not be slowed down, I do not think. And this defense got better. Pass rush is kind of the main issue, I think, from the edge at least. They get a lot of interior pressure, and I think that'll continue with Calais Campbell. But what can we get off the edge, and what can we see from Patrick Queen his rookie year is kind of the big questions on defense. But I think they figure it out. They go 13-3, lose 2 in the division.
Yeah, Judon will be an X factor there. Just keep in mind for the edge.
I'm not completely sure. I don't think he gets re-signed. I think this is maybe his last year.
No. I know. I'm saying just this year though.
Off the
edge, X factor. But yeah, I think let's move on to the Cincinnati Bengals. Shrikar, you want to start us off?
Sure. So I really wish that I could give Cincinnati more games. You know, the first year of Joe Burrow. I have Burrow as my pick for Offensive Rookie of the Year. It's either him or Clyde. But I have him 4-12. 3-5 at home, 1-7 on the road. It's really tough because when you're looking at their schedule, they can beat the Jaguars. I think they can split with Cleveland. You know, I think they can beat the Giants in week 12 too. So, I mean, this team is going to be good for the future. And of course, The supporting cast around Joe Burrow is really good, but I just don't see it from Cincinnati this year. So 4-12 is my prediction, and unfortunately, that is the bottom of the AFC North.
Yeah, just like you, I wanted to give him more wins. So I decided to give him one more. Took one away from Cleveland just because I didn't want to give him that many wins. You'll see what I have him going later. But I've got the Cincinnati now going 4-12, which is funny again because they win three games in the division, and they only win one game outside of the division. I think there may be some growing pains with Joe Burrow's rookie year. There's still a lot of holes on this team, and this offense will be able to get it done among some of the best in the league, but this defense, they're not going to be able to stop really anyone, I don't think, this year. So 4-12 isn't terrible. I think that Burrow, I've got Clyde Edwards-Helaire winning Offensive Rookie of the Year, but Burrow could easily make a push for it. Obviously, he's the number one overall pick. And if we get the Burrow that we got last year, this team could be much better. I'm just not seeing it the rookie year, and I just don't think that this defense is good at all. So I've got him going 4-12. I think it's okay. It's better than 3-13, which is what I had them going. They're not a 3-13 team. I think 4-12 matches it a little bit more.
Yeah, Jack, they're not getting the first pick again. I was trying to tell them that.
I just couldn't find any more games to really give them. Like, looking through their schedule, I just didn't know.
I mean, it's kind of tough, but also, like, sorry, Jared, but I also got them going 4-12. But look, here's the thing. I think, like, for a biased Bengals fan, if they put him 7-9, I'm not going to harp on you for that, because they really could. If Joe Burrow goes off, this defense is very underrated. I don't know why, Jack. I mean, Carlos Dunlap, Atkins, right? DJ Reader, that's still really solid. And then not to mention their secondary, I think, got a bit better. I believe they took Alexander from the Vikings.
And Trey Wynn.
So
isn't one of them hurt?
I think so. I believe Trey Wynn's still, again, two good signings for me. I like Kirkpatrick. I like Sean Williams. Von Bell, too, is a really underrated pickup that they got.
But it's just like they've got a lot of guys that's like, oh, that's an underrated pickup. I feel like there's still holes on that team. And obviously they
could definitely do well, though. I mean, I got them going 4-12 as well. 2-4 in the division. I think they do beat some teams outside. I think one game that I'm really excited, I think off a bye, I think they really could upset the Steelers on the road. I think that's one game I really potentially see. And then, okay, people are like, okay, Joe Burrow, all right, I see it. So I think he's definitely an offensive rookie of the year candidate. Again, I did want to kind of give him more wins, but again, it's just they're too young and experienced. I need to see it more. Also, how does AJ Green fare? Because they did go 4-1 the last time he was fully healthy, and then they went 5-3 in the games he played. So let's just see how it goes. Again, 4-12, but Bengals fans have a lot to look forward to in the coming years, because again, 2020 is just full of surprises, and I think you need that experience heading into this year, or just familiarity with your team. So that being said, let's go next to a team that I hate, the Pittsburgh Steelers, and I'll let Jack start us off on that one.
There aren't very many teams that Nish doesn't hate in this division.
Yeah.
Pittsburgh, this might be the team we talked about most through the offseason, or at least one of them. Lots of episodes kind of going around Pittsburgh and Big Ben in general. I wasn't in actually a lot of those. I feel like I was gone for those. But time for me to give my opinion on it. I don't think Big Ben has a big bounce back year. Just the elbow injuries are never good, especially for old quarterbacks. And I believe that I talked about it in the Fournette episode. I think this is an underrated worst running back room in the league. So I think this offense, I'm not completely sure. Obviously this defense is elite. I could consider it the number one defense in the league. I think TJ Watt right now is my defensive player of the year. Minkah Fitzpatrick is amazing. There's so many good players on this defense. But I've got Pittsburgh going 8-8, because I feel like while the defense may carry them to the playoffs, I feel like this offense might hold it back. And I'm just not putting a ton of faith into Big Ben this year. So I've got them going 8-8, which unfortunately for them gives them the 8 seed, which is, you know, a lot of 8s, but not a playoff spot.
Now with Pittsburgh, I am more optimistic when it comes to the Steelers. I think if Big Ben comes back, you know, 80% of what he was back in 2018, I think this team goes 10-6. 10-6 is my record prediction. That is good enough for the 5 seed and a playoff spot. And I think with James Conner, if he stays healthy, you know, it's a big if. I think he's going to flourish. I think Big Ben just coming back will elevate this whole offense, because Juju plays well with Big Ben. I think Deontay Johnson is going to do good this year. Looking at the defense, TJ Watt is also my pick for defensive player of the year. Minkah Fitzpatrick, a really good safety there. Joe Hayden, one of the most slept on corners from last year. I think this team goes 10-6 and they make the playoffs. I'm just more optimistic with the Steelers. So 10-6, that's my prediction.
Man, it's like the Steelers have so many pieces, and the problem is Jack and I have the same record. I have them going 8-8. And the thing is, it's not even like bias. I think they have a really weirdly placed schedule too. Like off a bye, they play the Cowboys, but they also play the Bengals, who are off a bye, right? They play the Ravens, then the Washington football team, a good confidence booster. Then you get slapped with the Bills on the road. Like there's just they weirdly placed schedule. Obviously, they also I think there's a disproportionate like opponents. Like they play 7 losing teams versus like Cleveland and Baltimore play 11 losing teams. So I think that I got him going 8-8. And here's the thing. I don't like Big Ben coming into this year either. 38, elbow injury, right? Not a lot to look forward to. And again, I don't know who they have as a consistent number one wide receiver. And I don't know who's a consistent number two wide receiver. Can Deontay Johnson, James Washington be a number two? Yes. Can Juju be a number one? I know Jack thinks so. I'm still iffy on it. I'm really torn apart because I thought last year was supposed to be the year where he would show us if he could be, but then obviously fine, we'll factor in a little bit of injuries and we'll factor in Big Ben's injury, so fine. This is the year to prove it though. And if he doesn't, look, I don't think he's a Pittsburgh Steeler anymore if he doesn't prove it this year. So we need to see it. And this defense is definitely top three. You've got a defense player of the year candidate in TJ Watt. You've got honestly a top 7 corner in Joe Hayden. I think he's still really good. Top 4 to 6 safety and Minka Fitzpatrick. I mean, this team is really good. And I'm sorry, Griffin. I think Griffin and I were also talking about it. Just not as high on the Steelers as most Steelers fans are. And I got them going 8-8. I just think 2-4 in the division actually is what I have. And I think they lose the Titans. That's another game I see. Even like week 16 and 17, I actually have them going 0-2 to finish the season. So yeah, that's my record for them.
That's two episodes in a row where me and Anish go eye to eye. I've got them going 8-8 as well as 2-4 in the division. So
yep.
I mean, that's pretty crazy. I think this team, this defense could easily carry them to the playoffs, and I can totally see it.
No doubt. They could. I mean, they could go 12-4. Like, this is a, if the defense, if everything goes right, this is a 12-4 team.
And if we get a good Big Ben, this is easily a playoff team. I'm not sure I see it right now. But let's see. Let's
see Connor could bounce back. I don't know why you're low on him. I think he can.
It's just the injuries is a problem.
I just feel
like we've seen flashes from him, but I'm just not sure it works out this year. But if we see first couple weeks Big Ben's playing well, I mean, I'll project this team to go to the playoffs easy.
Yeah, me too.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
All right. I think you guys want to go to the last team.
We've gone through 31 teams over the course
and of course, we saved the best for last.
So many weeks.
The Cleveland Browns. I'll go last on this one. I'll let Jack go first because I want to hear it.
So originally I had this is, I mean, no one's going to believe me that I actually had this. I had the Browns going 11-5 through the playoff predictors thing, which is better than everyone here. And I had to steal. I had to take away a win because, you know, 11-5.
You just didn't want to see
too,
me happy.
I didn't want to be that nice and making these too happy. So 10-6 is what I'm going with, 3-3 in the division. I think they put it together. I think Stefanski's the coach for them. I think this team should have done well last year, and I think that they should do well this year. Oh, God, I hate it. I hate saying they'll do well, but I think they're going to go 10-6. That's good enough for the 5 seed for me in the playoffs. I hate saying it, though. I just hate it. So, instead, you know, 1-15, I'm going to stick with it. No. But 10-6.
Biased pick.
Okay, be real, though. Do you actually think Baker Mayfield can bounce back?
I think they're going to focus a lot on running the ball. So I feel like this is going to be
But do you think Chubb would be the rushing leader like I had in
– Yeah, I think it's close. If I went back and changed it, I might pick Chubb. But I feel like since Hunt is there too,
okay,
he might take a little bit away.
Odell, do you think Odell can bounce back? Because, I mean, again, it's all hindering.
He didn't have a terrible year last year.
Yeah, I know, but he was playing on a sports tournament. See, that's how good he is. People are saying that's a down year, right? And he had that. So people are –
I think this team's going to focus a lot on running the ball. Then again, this defense – like this defense, I don't trust this defense a lot right now. I think Garrett will have a huge bounce back season, but I mean, linebacker, they're not great. Safety, they're still not amazing.
We're dead last in linebacker.
Safety, still not amazing. So I think that this defense could be among kind of the bottom half of the league, even bottom third, fourth of the league. So it could. I'm not saying it will. I'm saying it could. I hate saying this team will do well. Oh, it pains me to say, but yeah, 10-6.
All right, Shrikar, go ahead.
So I have them going 8-8, and the problem with the Browns for me is it's just so hard for me to project them doing good because it's the Cleveland Browns.
It's like the Lions from last episode.
Yeah,
exactly. So I have them at 8-8. That is the 8th seed. So you're really knocking on the door of the playoffs. But look, I think Baker can do better with Stefanski. I think he's going to turn it around. Freddie Kitchens was just sinking this team. And
should have stuck with Greg Williams.
I wanted him. Don't know how many times I've told every single person.
But look, Stefanski may have been for the better. Maybe it's a blessing in disguise because, look, you know, he can set up the run for the play action just as he did in Minnesota. So I think that's definitely playing to Baker's strengths. Chubb and Hunt is a great duo there. The O-line is improved with Conklin and Jedrick Wills. So, and as you said, the defense, we'll see because, of course, Delpit goes down with injury. But you get Ronnie Harrison. But 8-8, that is my prediction for the Cleveland Browns this year.
Man, what a way to finish these out, huh?
Yeah.
Me with the Browns. Okay, so first off, I did also bump them down a win. I think I initially had 10-6, but I'm going to go – this is also a bit biased. Like, honestly, I have 9-7, but really, if I was an unbiased person, 7-9 actually could be where I would see this team. Like, it's the Browns, man. It's like I can't envision them doing good, and I really want them to go 9-7. I really do. Because last year, I was also pretty skeptical. I didn't – like, a lot of people had this team 11-5 last year. I didn't. I thought they were – I'll admit, though, I did think they would go 9-7 last year, too. It's just, again, Freddie Kitchens would change the playbook hours before game time. You're telling a second-year quarterback to do that, that's just a recipe for disaster. Again, when I heard that, I was throwing my iPad on the ground. I was so mad when I heard about that. And Nick Chubb, I think, will do a lot better. And, you know, Kitchens would run it when we didn't need to and not run it when we needed to. So I think Stefanski will help with that. I'm trusting him. I see a lot of Matt Nagy in him. I really hope this thing pans out. And then with this defense, yes, our linebackers are terrible. But if Mac Wilson comes back, I think this unit could be decent. But again, it's iffy. Their pass rush is very good, though. I don't know why you guys are like Garrett, Ogunjobi.
That pass rush is the part they have.
That's right? The strong.
Claiborne has depth. I think this pass rush is very underrated. And then their secondary. I mean, Denzel Ward again had a top 7 year according to Pro Football Focus while being injured and missing some games. I think that is very underrated. People don't understand. Less than 50% completion percentage when thrown to him. Less than a 62 passer rating and only one touchdown allowed. That's very impressive. And I think Greedy Williams does better. Ronnie Harrison was a great pickup. I think he's better than Delpit at the moment. I think Delpit has the potential to be better, but obviously I think I'm going to go with the Alabama safety who had 76 tackles and 2 picks last year to be a little bit better. So my only problem is I don't want Zendejo starting. I do want Carl Joseph to get more minutes just because I think Zendejo is a plug-in like he was for the Vikings. But again, yeah, I think this team goes 9-7. Again, 11 losing teams that they're playing. This schedule is very favorable for them. And I'm matching Colin Coward's record. Finally, Colin Coward believes in us, so I really hope this is the year. Ravens, but again, yeah, this team could go 7-9. I'm praying because here's how it is. I have them winning three in a row to end it, and I need that Steelers game. I think that's the game where it really decides if we make it or not, and I think they do pull it out. I think Baker does bounce back. I think Odell bounces back after that core muscle surgery. I think Jarvis has a great year again, and I think Nick Chubb has a great year, and I think Kareem Hunt will do great for us. But yeah, 9-7, but again, it could go south. I'm just really excited for it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Nisha's praying for 9-7. I'm praying. I'm dead wrong on this prediction. They go 0-16 again.
If Baker does well, right? Does he get an extension next year? Does he get his fifth year picked up? Like, what do you see? Like, just a quick question on that. What do you think?
Yeah, I don't know. It's hard to predict. I'm obviously predicting they're a running team, so maybe not an extension. But I think he definitely gets his fifth year option picked up if they make the playoffs.
If he proves himself as the number one overall pick, then of
course. I mean, dude, it's lined up for him. This is the only question I have. It's my quarterback, and I hate that because as a fan of any team, and you guys know how much I value that, that is the only question I have on this team, and I really think if he does well, this team could go so far. I mean, they have the most cap space. They literally have loaded players. It all depends on Baker Mayfield, and I hope he does it.
You know, I saw, like, a quote from him. He was, like, acknowledging, like, his flaws from last year.
No. On Get Up, first things first. Oh, yeah.
Really going to build him up.
I'm so glad to see that. Mm-hmm. So, but we'll see how he does.
Yeah, I mean, those quarterbacks from the draft class, Lamar Jackson had it for him, and he proved it last year. Josh Allen, he's got the stuff in place this year, so he needs to prove it. Obviously, he proved it a little bit last year.
He proved it last year. That was his
I think he proved it last year, but through the winning, but he needs to prove it with his play this year. Baker Mayfield needs to prove it with his play this year, and then obviously Josh Rosen and Sam Darnold kind of left behind, really getting no help.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I'm predicting him to go 9-7, so.
Yeah, you know. Funny. But – obviously, Baker Mayfield has the pieces in place. This team has the pieces in place. They need to prove it. And if they don't, then
it all starts week one. I mean,
oh man, this Thursday. Starts.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. This is the final record predictions episode. So, obviously, to kind of wrap this up, I think we went on a tangent there with my team. But thank you guys so much for watching. Be sure to check out our socials, Instagram, Spotify, Apple Podcasts. And again, just check back on our other videos, and we'll check back too to see how we did. Obviously, these were really, really fun to make via playoffpredictors.com. We could be very wrong about some.
No, after the year, we'll focus back on these episodes. But then next episode that you're going to see from us is our week one predictions. And then on our Instagram, we're also going to allow you guys to predict the game each week. And we're going to go through
– take the ride along with us. So
yeah, every game we're gonna see our record for each weekly prediction as well as your guys' fan predictions and kind of compare those. So we're super excited for that.
Yep. So thank you guys so much for watching, and we'll see you next time.